Coming up on this episode of The Break Room.
I don't think the fan theory lands that Hugh Jackman is playing the 97.
Yeah.
It was always like, oh, I want to connect these dots so badly. I'm looking for it. Like, right. Everyone that said it, they're always like, that thing, that thing. It was always a leap.
Welcome back to The Break Room. What's next for Wolverine? It's the Lingering Question Show. Hit that graphic.
And there's a little game show intro that plays and goes, brink.
I know what's next for Wolverine. Band-Aids. I'm Brandon Barrick, and joining me today, his bones are currently 100% metal-free, I think. It's Koichondro.
I actually don't have any plates or anything. Yeah, that is plates? As accurate as of now. 2024, metal-free.
You know, I just realized as I wrote that intro.
Like, that could be true.
You could have been in a traumatic car accident.
I've had many bones broken, but never had the metal plate.
Never had the plates. Interesting.
Yeah. Ribs, and they just leave. They just say to figure it out.
Just pop your rib.
No, they just say, like, it'll heal or not. Like, oh. I have two ribs that go in a little.
I definitely cracked a rib.
They just leave you.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's surgery. Fun fact, audience. Bye. Don't break a rib.
Bye, ribs. And also joining the show today, he would always sit vigil bedside for Trish Tilby. It's Evan Yee.
Hey, Trish. What are you doing after all this Prime Sentinel nonsense?
You hitting on Trish?
Moving on. So we got some questions, folks.
We have a lot of questions. We saw our penultimate episode of X-Men 97 Season 1. We've only got one episode left. We got a ton of questions. And some folks out there who watch the show, follow us on social media or on Twitch or wherever, they've sent in some questions. So we're going to go through them today. We got expert Koichondro here. We got expert Evan Yee. We got mediocre knower me. And we're going to try and figure out all this stuff, okay? So let's hop into some of our questions. Our first question comes from Instagram. Nathan W980 asks, with the latest episode cliffhanger, who is the villain, Magneto or Bastion?
Yeah, I thought this was an interesting question because it's something we've talked about a little bit on the show, talked about in person as well, but all, like, going into this season, we thought, like, Sinister was going to be, like, the big bad.
Right.
Yeah. Really interesting to see that the big bad is not, like, a singular person.
Sure.
It's more of just, like, the world, right? Like, mutants versus the world. And I don't know how important it is now for us to keep, like, there's only one episode left.
Yeah.
Do we need, like, a singular villain? I don't know.
I think it's more realistic that life is, like, people doing what they think is right and also what serves them. So I like that Sinister isn't needing more than just to get at Gene and Scott. Like, yeah. Scott and Gene are his only goal, so he allowed Bastion to get to that position of power, and he didn't care about the rest. So he's a villain, but I'm glad they're not trying to make it a singular villain, because Bastion has served his purpose, and he got, in a way, what he wanted. It's not done yet, but that moment where he's like, it's so quiet, was so striking,
right,
because
right.
He could finally not hear every machine.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he got what he wanted for a point, and if the mutants, like, you know, got decimated. So he's not done, but he got a bit of what he wanted. And Magneto, like, was right. Humans have messed with him forever, and frankly, at this point, they're kind of due. So even as a human being, I'm like, you know, maybe Magneto was right, and I think it's kind of deserved.
Sure, it's a little bit of overkill, certainly. Like, yeah, he has his reasons, but, you know, potentially dooming the Earth to everyone on it dying from...
He's got a little asteroid M. He's going to pop up, have a little vacay.
Yeah, but what about everyone on Earth? I mean, not everyone was a Prime Sentinel. It's tough. It's a little bit of overkill, certainly. But it is poignant that in this episode, right, it's not them banding together to fight Bastion.
Yeah.
It's literally them fighting each other.
Yeah.
Wolverine stabbing Magneto, Sunspot and Jubilee going against each other, like... Rogue fighting members of her team, like Cyclops. Like, it's very interesting to see that, like, with everything going on, they're still just fighting each other. And they can't put it aside. So, yeah, there are multiple villains, all on different timelines, right? Sinister is a long con. His is a long game.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm winning through Evolution over a long period of time. Almost like Apocalypse, right? Who hasn't even shown up yet.
Yeah.
But is always in the opening credits. And it's kind of looming in the background. You know, Bastion is... was kind of playing a wonky, but his is, like, very immediate. Like,
yeah, he knows what he wants, and he just appeared to do it. And, like,
yeah.
He's been playing a long game, but he's only just made himself known.
Right, right. And then, yeah, they can't get over their own disagreements on how to deal with...
Well, it's all ideologies, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you've got a core belief and someone else has the opposing core belief, that loyalty can only go so far. And
right.
That's why I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're not even talking about Xavier being right or wrong, because he seems pretty wrong.
Yeah.
And that's our lead. That's Xavier. Like,
yeah.
He's the leader of the X-Men, and I'm like, but he kind of messed up.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I do think the X-Men, Magneto, is their villain. You know what I mean? Like, that's where it started. with right. Charles and Magnus. But
that's all ideology.
Like that's yeah. But like, I think that is the biggest villain of mutants and humanity, right? Is ideology.
And that's why I think the Magneto element of the character, even if he evolves some, he keeps being proven right in his own ideology. Yeah. Like no matter how much he tried to lead the X-Men, right. how much more can that man change? And not be like, well, these humans keep messing up. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
We think he was leading them earnestly, but could he have been like letting
little like planting seeds,
letting things happen? I'm still specious about how he survives, but Leech is gone.
Yeah,
you know, he still made it out of there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, because like it was around all of them. You know, right, at least one other person would have survived.
I guess you're saying he's strong enough to withstand whatever blast vaporizes the eyeballs of Leech. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and even the Storm thing, it's like, did he allow Storm to take that shot?
Yeah.
You know, whether he knew the consequences of it or not, he was like, right. well, I can use this moment.
To leverage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He's not
a great guy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I love a villainous Magneto who's like, you know, cosplaying as a good guy
right.
every now and then.
And his ideals aren't all evil.
Right. Because his ideals are like mutant. It's not right. coexistence. It is just mutants. And he's like, we are the future, and we should wipe out humans. And that's not right. That's not right.
That's not right.
As a simple humie, that's not right. I deserve my place in the sun. I buy your comics, mutants. Let me live.
Oh, that's right. They all have the comics.
Let me live.
Okay. IEL220 on YouTube asking, I wonder if Rogue and Roberto are going to stay with Magneto after seeing him rip the adamantium out of Wolverine. A lot of kind of Wolverine questions here. There's a popular discussion point, like I'm a Disney fan on Instagram, asking, will X-Men 97 connect Deadpool and Wolverine, or is Logan from X-Men 97 the same in Deadpool and Wolverine? I think we've talked about this before, but we can talk about it again with kind of the state that Wolverine's in now. So let's break it into parts. Like, what do you guys think? Like, who stays with Magneto after all of this? Do you think that, like, everybody is now going to be like, you know what, Team Magneto, like this is the thing? Or do you think that they're all going to try to rally behind?
I think Cyclops leaves. I think Cyclops is no longer part of either side. I think we're going to get like a Cyclops is right arc. He's going to radicalize.
Restarts his own team.
Well, yeah, he kind of just sees that Magneto had a point and he doesn't want to side with Magneto, but he sees like, you know, the violence of it. So I think we got a Cyclops is right moment. I think Wolverine is feral and is off in the woods.
Feral.
I think feral, like, you know, just like, no, in the comics, he had no nose. It was
right,
one of our choice.
He turned
like,
very
he's just out. Yeah, so I think he's like out and figuring his life out. I don't think the fan theory lands that Hugh Jackman is playing the 97.
Yeah,
it was always like, oh, I want to connect these dots so badly. I'm looking for it. Like everyone that said it, they'd always be like that thing that it was always a leap.
Yeah, I think it's impressive that they're gonna do what they're gonna do in Deadpool and Wolverine the movie, even linking to the TVA. I think that probably took a lot of coordination, making it all work out, making sure it all plays out. I think that movie is gonna set up a lot of this kind of end of the multiverse saga. Mm-hmm. That we'll see in these next Avenger movies and stuff. But I think coordinating with this animated show, knowing how hard it is, they didn't know when the show was gonna come out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Marvel's had a hard time with animation, like meeting their deadlines and
Deadpool moved three times.
Yeah, so I think that's not gonna let up anyway.
And I think they learned from the pandemic to not schedule things that are time sensitive to coordinate, because how many things moved?
Yeah,
right.
Oh, God.
But I would like to see, you know, I don't know what's gonna be undone in this next episode. Where characters will be at, but I would love to see this season one kind of end with like house divided. You know,
I think it ends.
Some people are with Magnus. Some people. I think Charles maybe just leaves again. And is like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going
back to the theory.
I was a happy husband.
I want my legs back.
I can stand and dance with my wife.
Yeah, we had a garden. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it ends either setting up or the last beat is Onslaught.
Yeah.
I think Magneto and Xavier's ideologies. It's not gonna matter. I think it's gonna be.
Is it too soon for Onslaught?
I mean, technically it's season six, right?
Right, but if you're saying the moment he was created is in this last episode when Charles goes into his mind, or is it back in season one where he made him like remember the
I think it's gonna be a long.
They're gonna say it's always been there.
And it's been culminating, and now.
And the second dose kind of like wakes him up.
And like, think about it, Magneto's body might be dying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like, you know, energy's wearing the helmet.
Yeah. Because Onslaught, that was like a multi-comic arc.
And
it, you know, famously, like, I forget the writer's name who came up with Onslaught, but it was like, I like the name. I didn't know I was going to do it.
I didn't know it was changing everything.
Yeah. He was like, I'll think of it later. But, like, yeah, it kind of took a minute for the X-Men and Onslaught to really kick off. So I don't know if it's too soon, but I do like how this show has taken multiple story arcs from the 90s and, like, kind of wove them in new ways. played them out differently. So that has been fun and kind of mashed storylines together.
Yeah.
So yeah, they could bring it on.
Fatal Attraction, I did not expect to jump in after a fake out of Operation Zero Tolerance.
Right, right.
And all of that during like EA's for Extinction. Like this thing is momentous.
It's really meant.
The helmet might be a mislead, but I also like that'd be crazy.
Yeah, because, the helmet on Charles is like.
But the season one, season two already being done. That's why I think it is. Yeah. It's because you have a cliffhanger opportunity. You have to take it.
Yeah.
So it has to end on a cliffhanger because they've already had the second season done. So like, use that opportunity. So I think it's
awesome. Is there Onslaught just shows up and just like annihilates Bastion? I'm your problem now.
Yeah, and then the whole second season is how you take out Onslaught. And then you do all the like Avengers cameos.
You can bring them in. Yeah, because they all, that was a big crossover.
They sacrificed themselves. Everyone but Spider-Man and Hulk.
Yeah.
No, Hulk dies too. Everything, it's like Spider-Man
and three other characters. Four,
they're gone. Because then Heroes Reborn, their return is a whole thing.
Well, I guess about like talking about the comics, like Wolverine getting the adamantium ripped out of his, you know, his body, I guess, or off of his skeleton. How does that play out in the comics? And then where do you guys think this show is going to go?
So in the comics, he basically, like it does in the show, the last 20 seconds are straight from the comics. Even freeze frames in the shot of the comic. Yeah. But basically that breaks something in Wolverine and he goes completely feral. His mind regresses. Right. He wears like a little ninja headband. He like lives in the woods. For some reason, he doesn't have a nose.
Bone claws.
And I hate the bone claws. And I've been saying it everywhere.
It's so weak.
It doesn't make sense fundamentally if the idea of Wolverine is that you turn someone that heals into a weapon and you have the opportunity to turn something into a weapon. Why wouldn't it make sense to implant something that can heal with a mechanized thing that is knives? Instead, it's like he's got normal human physiology, but also bone claws. Like, frogs have claws, but humans, like, I get he's a mutant, but why wouldn't it be knives that they added as a weapon? He's a weapon. You put knives there.
He's a weapon.
It just, they added that 35 years into his history, and it was such a silly choice. Like, Wolverine's had bone claws less time than he didn't have them. Go back to no bone claws. It is my canon that is the preposterous
idea. This is your Han shot first.
Yeah, this is 100%. I've been bothered by this for 15 years.
The bone claws are a little
It doesn't
weird.
Make any sense, just like logically.
I mean, it kind of gets... Toby's tubes, you know, getting into Spider-Man, making Spider-Man have like web come out of him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's smart movie writing. But when you really start thinking,
you're like why would it come out of there?
It comes out of there. So he's got like, what?
And where is, what?
What?
He's How already got holes.
Yeah. That would be where the spiders come out from. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's so really I don't know, bone claws
yeah,
also
bone
like,
claws are strange.
What are bone claws going to do to offensively?
Yeah,
just a little like, oh, that's just gross. Snap. I'm grossed out.
So do you think...
But he goes feral and then like he gets the adamantium back eventually through
he's
like...
He's feral for a while.
Through Apocalypse. Yeah, it takes a few... I think in real time it was like a few years.
Yeah.
Oh.
And didn't they like kind of like bring him back? They started another Wolverine run and then they kind of told it through like, this is how he got his adamantium back. He became one of like the Four Horsemen.
Right. Yep.
I don't think they're going to do that because they already did Four Horsemen
in the old show.
In the old show. Though that's like Apocalypse's whole thing.
That
like,
is also a way to bring
Gotta have my Four Horsemen.
That's how you bring Gambit back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Gambit's Horsemen of Death. And then
right.
But then so is Wolverine in that specific instance.
In that instance. But they can I don't think they'll translate. I think they'll
adapt. Sure. They'll just move people around.
Because they've done this whole season.
And Archangel just comes back. He's like, you know what?
You know what?
I want another ride.
He goes back
I really
to...
I like his metal wings.
He's no longer blue. Yeah. Like, he gets to
regress. I like when the missile shot out of my wings.
Yeah.
That was fun.
But I think that answers your question. I think Wolverine, you know, has to figure... It's also interesting because he's figuring who he is out. Like, it's a walkabout arc, and it's really cool to see Wolverine, like... try to figure out what his humanity is because he doesn't remember because he had all that brainwashing. So it's a cool arc for him. I don't know if it's worth a whole season.
No.
So we'll see how long they do it.
I mean, I do think too, like no matter where this season ends, we can maybe get into some of this a little bit later because I think some viewers have questions about it. But like if it is like a time loop reset or something, if they're going to do some type of multiverse or time thing, or if it is just going to like be like, hey, we've committed. This is what's going to happen. I do like that it's going to end with a kind of like fractured group, right? We saw this group so unified.
Gold blue.
Oh, yeah.
They call it out.
True. Yeah.
And like literally, I think it's going to end like Empire. Like this is not going to have a happy ending. I don't think this writing team would want time travel.
No.
Like, everyone's been saying that from the beginning, but, like, they've been messing these characters up. They've been, like, this thing's end sad and angry, like the world.
Yeah.
You don't think it'll end with, like, you know, in a very Looney Tunes-esque way with them, like, the 2D characters coming off the page in, like, a three-dimensional room? Yeah.
I mean, that's what Beast looked like in Captain Marvel to me, so. Sure did look like a 2D character in a 3D world. Same I know a lot of people love that, but man, that was some rough CGI.
And to put a cap on like the link between this Wolverine and Deadpool and Wolverine, I do think the best like hope that we would get if you do want them to be connected at all is that, you know, Deadpool and Wolverine, they're probably jumping through multiverses. They'll just appear.
Yeah.
In animated form, they'll be like, they'll show up at Genosha and be like, oh, we want out of this one, and then jumping out again, you know? I think something like that is probably...
There was like 4 frames of animation in the Multiverse of Madness. And I remember it, like, I thought we were going to get it then.
I think we
might actually get it now, which I think Deadpool Wolverine is going to be a lot of that, of like, we might actually get it now.
Yes. Or like Across the Spider-Verse, like going to the Lego thing too. Yeah. But yeah, like, we already, now they're establishing an animated universe, so it's like getting stronger.
I think it'd be great if they do that.
Happen. Okay. Kind of.
Wolverine's too tall for the world.
Yeah. Kind of pivoting away from that. I want to get you guys' thoughts on this. ElizaJV98 on YouTube asking, can Nightcrawler bamf to go anywhere, or does he have to see his destination before he does that? And to that point, KevinZ3905 saying, where was Nightcrawler during the final battles of the episode? It was mentioned earlier that he was going to transport all the X-Men to Muir Island, but was he just exhausted?
He was on the space station. He's on Asteroid M bamfing around.
Yeah.
And then he was probably like, oh, this is gross. I know in the comics, it's always tough. They've done so much power stuff in the comics. The movies, right, in X2, there's a good line of dialogue where, like, you know, he's like, I can't, you know, teleport somewhere I haven't seen.
Right.
Because I could teleport into something, blah, blah, blah. And I think his powers pretty much work like that. Like, if he's aware of the space, if he's been there before, he's like, I know what to do.
I know spatially.
So he's gone to Muir Island before. Now, I don't know. I guess I didn't know if he has to, like, do a series of jumps.
I think
he
could
just, like, go to the other side of the world if he's like, I really know where this is. I'm really sure about it.
I know it's like calorically draining, so I think there is a distance thing. Otherwise, that's an OPE. Like, that's way too powerful. So I think there
is lots of pasta.
Yeah, like as he's bamfing.
Yeah, but he's, I know, like, maybe that's like a little bit gluten intolerant.
Yeah.
If he had like I'm bloated.
Yeah. If he had like a webcam looking at a place that was far away.
That only I would do it for.
But he could look and see, like, okay, I know I can go right there.
But I love your 2D image would be like, and I'm fine.
Now, here's the thing. Here's a question for Nightcrawler that I'm asking right now.
Kurt?
The planet Earth is moving through space, right?
Does he adjust for the...
Now, he knows where... He's like, I know where my bedroom is in my apartment, right? But he knew where his bedroom was in his apartment, you know...
12 hours ago.
Yeah, yeah. And now Earth is, like, further along in space. Would he just appear... This was my question.
This is why I think he needs out of sight.
This is like the blip... the snap and the blip, right? How do they not, like, just blip into the spot in space where they disappeared and Earth is way over here now?
I always think of the people flying...
That was mine too.
That's so scary. And like, so Nightcrawler had the same problem.
Yeah. Or
that's
why you're in the middle of surgery.
Oh.
Right? You come back and you're just like, ah, my God.
Guts open. They're just dead. That's it.
Yeah.
I think bamfing is line of sight, and then distance wise, he has to, or he went in multiple bamf.
How did he get him to Muir Island? You think he was like going over the ocean? Just like, don't look down, don't look down.
Oh, maybe, yeah, right? Just.
That's a fair question.
Because if you could just teleport anywhere because you knew the space, that was Jumper, right? Jumper was, I've been there before and I can do it. You just have to remember a space, you know, 100 feet above the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You can just dump anyone there whenever you
want. That should have been a franchise.
Well,
it should have been a franchise.
It really is.
I love Jumper. We'll do it again. Well, in Dungeons and Dragons,
correct read.
The teleport spell.
Okay.
Basically, there's like a bunch of chances that you can do. You roll a die to determine how well you can teleport to an area.
Okay. Got it.
And so there's different like factors, like, oh, if you're holding an object that's from that location, or do you know this location inherently well? You know.
Okay. Got it.
There could be some link to that, like a mental, some like instead of seeing, like if there's a physical link or something, or like Charles being like, oh, hey, I got this, like, book from your island. Be like, oh, yeah, let's do it. That's, you know, D&D rules, that's enough.
Okay.
Is Dungeons & Dragons on Earth?
No, it's in its own...
It's a different planet?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, its own realm. Cool. Okay, moving through some of the last kind of, like, pre-collected questions. Mm. Just want to talk about the future really quick.
Okay.
Angelo Swash 6638 bringing up an interesting point that in the future we saw Polaris was, like, maybe not. They said fixing Earth's magnetic field, but you could see her kind of doing something with
it. And there
the
were
field.
Sentinels up there with her, right?
Yeah.
Watching her.
And also, what's the deal with Antonio May saying, I'm confused on the Prime Sentinels. Are they dead or alive, right? This like whole EMP thing, we're not quite sure.
It seems like they're frozen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like kind of in a... Or
but then
otherwise,
his Beast mom looked dead.
Mom looked dead.
But Beast is like trying... Is but like Trish.
Beast is with Trish Toby. But... they didn't kill. Did they kill the mom? Or they fought the mom, but they didn't like kill
her. She like morphed in her body. Right. Like, yeah. I don't know. She. I might have just.
Maybe it's like how long have you been infected by the.
Also, the way her body contorted, that might have been what killed her. Oh, as opposed to other primes.
Without the thing being.
Maybe she wasn't dead. He was just crying because it's like she's dead. You know, he's like, I have no way of restarting her.
Because if everybody's dead, then that makes the stakes too low. Because they're already dead.
Yeah, Eric brought up a good point that like these things can like you slice them and they. The parts come apart and they can reattach their parts. Yeah. Now you're saying you can turn that back into a person?
Do you just have little scars where
you're you have scars everywhere? Or just like you have, right where you turn back into a person, you have like a half hour of immense pain.
But then you're back to life. That was worth it.
Yeah.
Then you're back. And then I guess we have to assume some people did not voluntarily.
Yeah. Some people just got
kidnapped, infected.
And primed,
I guess. Because some of those protesters, who changed and some didn't.
Yeah.
You would think they'd be able to get all those protesters to voluntarily dip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Or if not, just infect those people.
And they're like, what are you going to do? They're already connected.
Yeah, yeah. It just seems rude to infect an innocent person like Trish Tilby.
You know, that bastion. Who loves the cat. Known for his rudeness.
Yeah.
That bastion. A real bit of a scallywag.
He's a real rude, lewd, sack of chewed food dude.
Who loves to play with goo.
How dare you, Evan?
Again, Evan!
I was quoting Hook. How dare you?
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh,
also both of us. Okay. Brandon, you want to take Marvel Move and then I'll do
that. Oh, baby. Before we get to the rest of the video today, we want to thank some of our sponsors, including Marvel Move. Marvel Move is an immersive fitness app with audio that lets you feel like you're running, walking, or jogging through your very own MCU film. I've been using it myself. I'm a couch potato. Delicious. But I was like, you know what? I bet I could beat Zach at a 5K, and I probably won't. But I've been using Marvel Move to help me get ready for a 5K. Are we doing a 5K? Is that going to happen?
I think so. Yeah, Zach keeps talking about
it. Oh, that's great.
He's like, I got little markers.
I don't want to race at the same time as him because he cheats. We need to do it by time. I want a head start.
He just bamps his way through.
Listen, I've played a lot of board games with Zach. He's a known cheater. Known cheater. Been busted several times at Settlers of Catan, okay?
So is he like a racer who's going to throw you into a bush? I think so. Like drifting?
The moment we're around a corner and no one can see us, he's going to do something. He's going to do something dangerous. If you're entirely new to running and need a little structure and guidance and you got to beat Zach Huddleston in a 5K, your Marvel Moves subscription includes Thor and Loki's 5K training, an 8-week-long program that will train you to run your first 5K with 12 hours of audio drama, plus... You'll get new workouts weekly with stories from A-list writers like Teenie Howard and Cherry Duggan. Plus, more series and new characters arriving in 2024. Lots of pluses in those. It's a real fun app. I've enjoyed it. You know, you can play your normal music and it just cuts in. There's little things you could do. It can tell you to run faster so you can escape the Sentinel. Just, it's interesting. And they also have like they're just promoting the Marvel side.
They
also have a zombie side of it too, where you're like, you're a runner for a zombie compound. You got to go out and get supplies. It's kind of fun.
That's awesome.
It gives you a little extra if you're... You need so much motivation like me, and you get so bored constantly. Download the ZRX app on iPhone and Android to try Marvel Move for 1 week for free. When you're ready to dive in, head to zrx.app/newrockstars and use coupon code newrockstars at checkout for 50% off your first order. We also want to thank Mando for sponsoring today's show, especially their Loom full body deodorant. Loom's been popular for a while now, which is why Mando is rolling out Loom for Men. It's the same clinically proven doctor-developed formula, but in cologne-quality scents for men like bourbon leather, pro sport, and Mount Fuji. When I'm at the office now, and they're like, Brandon, you reek of bourbon. I'm like, this is my deodorant. Hey, what are you giving me a hard time for? I need a nap.
Someone in the chat was saying, like, you know in the episode, like, Storm goes up to Forge and Beast, and she's like, impress me. Like, they were asking, like, oh, do you guys do that at the office now? You just walk around and say, impress me. And that's what I say to Zach every time I see him, and he makes me smell his armpit, and doesn't smell
He does make us smell his armpit, and thank goodness he smells great because he's wearing Mando. They've been sponsoring the show, and, like, Zach loves it. We've all tried it. It's, like, really good stuff. Long-lasting, it's made with mandelic acid, an alpha-hydroxy acid that blocks the sweat-eating bacteria on your skin from causing odor, so you don't even smell in the first place.
Whoa.
And you can put it anywhere. Anywhere. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get a $5 off a Mando starter pack with code BREAKROOM at shopmando.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit shopmando.com and use code BREAKROOM. The cops are here. I'm in trouble. We also want to remind you to check out nerdriot.shop. We've got tons of great X-Men-inspired designs on there right now, like our Gambit shirt. And we have our Deadpool and Wolverine shirts.
We also have the Star Wars
May the Force stuff. Star Wars May the Force stuff.
Ewoks.
That's a Bucky's logo. You're familiar with Bucky's.
I am. It's a trap. That's great. That's
it. There's break room merch on there. It's a great way to support the channel, folks. Check out the merch options. There's lots of stuff on there. We got old school stuff on there. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. Just call us. Check it all out over at nerdriot.shop.
All right. Let's get into some Twitch questions.
Ooh,
which
Twitch.
There are a lot. And I, Koi's got to see the new Planet of the Apes movie in 30 minutes.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to tear through these questions.
Apes together strong. The Planet of the Apes. Hey, Koi, did you know that? Apes will learn. We'll learn.
Do you feel better after you've seen it now that you know that line's context?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh no!
I love that line though.
I'm very excited.
It's great.
For
it's
cinema.
Really, it's really good delivery of the line.
Gets me every time.
Every time.
Spidey Sensei 72 asking, was that enough of a puncture wound to kill Magneto?
No. I think like Magneto's a strong dude. He survived a lot. I mean, this is a guy in season 3 or whatever, the Sanctuary arc. With Asteroid M from the original run of this show, he like disappears, right? And then like reappears with the healing of the Earth's magnetic force. So it's like, this dude is strong. I don't think a single puncture would have done it though, knowing Wolverine.
But Wolverine is like, he's the best at right what he does.
They show the wound, it's kind of here, right?
Yeah.
So he got lungs. He don't think he got heart, because I think it was like on this side.
Yeah, I think heart's he like would center. Be, maybe he's just trying to slow him down.
I think so Wolverine's too, trying to right? Kill him. Because remember, Wolverine is like, he basically admits, like, you're the brave one.
Right.
I had to do this because I'm the only one that could put you down, but like, you had to be stopped.
Yeah, I don't think he was trying to kill him. I think he was trying to take him out.
Yeah, yeah, he was trying to stop
him. I think if Wolverine wanted to kill him, he could kill him.
He could,
yeah.
But I don't think he wanted to kill
him. Because, yeah, if it's Wolverine, right, you would just,
yeah,
his head right.
He's the best there is.
Unless Magneto's just like moving the claws ever so slightly. It's like, your claw missed me by 1 millimeter.
Yeah, yeah.
That is soap opera logic. That's possible.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't deny the plot armor, baby. Like, Magneto's a tough dude to kill.
That dude Toxic asking, Beast was describing Bishop's time traveling device to Roberto in episode 1. Do you guys think it might make a return or not? I think Bishop will return.
Yeah.
I personally think last episode, they're going to reset it. They're going to reset it all, and I think they're going to do it in a way that I'm going to love and everyone else
is going
to hate.
I do not want to run this back.
Do not bring that bad juju on us.
They can do that at the end of this series, but not yet. Not yet. Or do it like halfway through the third season or something.
This show has been so dark and sad. I do not think they're going to go like, oh, we got new writers at the end who love puppies.
But do you think they just don't bring back Gambit?
I think Gambit stays there until season 2.
Okay, okay. I'm fine with that.
I say this because I really think that they're going to be like, listen, it's very much like the Genosha thing where Cable is like, I try and I can't stop it. And so something is going to happen where they're like, listen, you can stop all of this, but you got to go back. You gotta go like
back
way back. Yeah. And I don't know. I think
the Renaissance?
1602.
The burning of the libraries at Alexandria.
This whole time has been a one-off crossover.
Yeah. So
I think they stayed dead.
I don't know.
I think it ends pretty sad.
I think they're like, everything happens this way. Everything won't happen except Genosha at a fixed point in time. That will happen, but it won't happen in this way.
I think I don't know. Bishop, you gotta remember, Bishop was wearing a time travel device that Beast was working on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Beast has not been doing well.
Science hasn't been up to snuff.
He told Storm, your pals will never come back. They're back in like a week.
Forge got that settled quick.
he's built a lot of blackbirds, that's for sure.
Which
they do blow up a lot. It's not really his fault. I won't blame him for that.
Situational.
One. Yeah. But yeah, he keeps kind of screwing up all over the place.
And I don't know if I trust
Bishop these. Trusts a guy from the past to work on his future tech device. I don't know. It's a little risky.
Know.
And now we know that they got separated in the time stream.
Yeah, it clearly wasn't working great.
Didn't
protect.
He fucked it up.
Do you think Bishop like got to the time portal as soon as he threw? He's like, yeah, fuck this baby. I don't want
done with
baby.
It.
Baby. I don't want
raise
no
yourself,
bastard kid.
Sean, you.
This creepy little clone baby from this freak, Scott Summers.
His mom tried to kill me.
Not long ago.
Yeah.
I want an episode where we see the kid, he gets thrown back in time. Like, so he's in like the 1980s and he's watching TV and someone comes in and they're like, what's that? And the kid's first words he hears is Cable. And it's like the Han Solo movie. And that's where his name comes from.
No, the baby showed up in the future like, this is the future. We give everyone future names. This is Cable.
I just want my Han Solo
moment.
I'm
hard drive.
I want the Han Solo moment so bad. Where does Cable's name come from? This is what I think about.
Oh, that's incredible. Anne Marie C. 1016 saying, Professor X is kind of terrible. Do you
yes!
think,
agreed. Co-signed.
Do you think people who have just watched the movies have a soft spot for Professor X because Patrick Stewart is awesome?
Yes.
And McAvoy.
Comics. Yeah, comics, I think they both do, they do him really well.
Comics, Professor X, kind of a dick. Maniac. And like constantly going nuts.
Lashing out at people. Bad teacher.
Crazy dude. Granted, they've been writing it for like over 50 years.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta make him versatile. But
like Patrick Stewart as Magneto or as Professor X, like really shaped him as like this all-knowing. Even like the animated series original, there are episodes where he's Magneto's crazy. Or
Xavier's crazy.
And McAvoy plays him a little crazy.
Yeah.
McAvoy's got little shades of crazy coming. Mm-hmm. I think McAvoy had like a 10-year plan and that got cut short.
Yeah.
I think he had a real goal.
Yeah.
Because he wanted the next X-Men movie to be like a romance movie. He wanted to do a love story for Charles.
Him and Rose Byrne?
Yeah.
Rodney Taggart.
Like that was the idea. And I think that would have been great to get to a future... And maybe losing Moira and, and becoming like vengeful, and then we can see the onslaught.
They should have done the Shameless version of Professor X. That would have been great.
William H. Mason as Professor X.
Yeah, and this Xavier, I mean, I was so disappointed in this guy. Showing back up to Earth, calling all the X-Men, going to sleep, waking up the next day and being like, what's the plan, fellas?
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm back.
You came back with no plan. And you're like, I'm going to talk to the president of his brain, and then I'm going to talk to Magneto. And they're like...
We've just had a
genocide on Genosha. This is not going to work, Charles. And they're like, he's like, hear me out. I've been gone a year. I'm going to fix everything. And they're like, you're messing everything up. What are you doing?
You know what I do? I talk to people. And they listen sometimes. Let me talk to Magneto.
Yeah.
We're old chums.
I know I've tried this every season, but this time...
It's going to go different.
Yeah. And hey, if you don't believe in me, believe in the X-Men. And they're like, blame those guys.
They're like, why did you put Magneto in charge? And he was like... I don't know. I thought it was a good idea. I thought you'd want to retire.
He literally says, like, you know, it seemed like you wanted to raise a kid. Yeah. And he was available.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, like, Jay brought it up on the after show yesterday, but, like, just Cyclops being like, but I always would end up back here. It's like,
right.
Because that's his
There's a handful of mutants in the world that are trained to deal with issues. And
a tactical genius like Cyclops.
Cyclops is one of them. And Jean Grey, Omega level telepath, a better telepath than Charles Xavier, they were going to retire. Okay.
There's an alternate timeline where Cyclops is just like, you know, sitting on his front porch listening to the radio and he just whispers, he's like waiting for the news to come on and he just goes, give me the forecast.
Boo. No, he's on the porch, he's listening, they're like 16 million mutants were killed in Genosha today. And he's like, shame, I'm retired. Someone ought to do something about that.
He's pulling a Captain America.
And yeah, he's just like, I'm a Peggy.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me.
Consider the Cosmos X asking, do you think season 2 will shed light on the possibility that Morph isn't about the whole mind game aspect and Bastion calling him out will mean more later?
The mind
game? Interesting. I think it's a very specific question. I think we can like zoom out though. Do you think... It's interesting to see who they've chosen to focus on this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've kind of given everyone like... equal time, Morph, they've been in the background a little bit.
I think Morph, Wolverine, and Beast.
Yeah.
Kind of less of their stories, right? Mm-hmm.
I feel like Wolverine and Beast have gotten the most in pop culture, so it felt very tactical.
Sure.
It's like, oh, let's make this a team show. We can pull these guys back because everybody already likes them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Morph, I feel like, is the most shortchanged.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if they spend more time with them moving forward, as well as like, Morph is being kind of treated as like almost like the cameo machine this season. Nice to see, but also it's like it'd be nice to get to know the character.
Take
more.
Form of cameo. Yeah. Take form of, but it works. It's just
it works.
It's,
I think there were some interesting seeds sown with the return of Sinister, right?
Yes.
If really freaking Morph out.
Yeah, that was a moment.
I think that could come back again in an interesting way of like this isn't working for me either.
Yeah.
Maybe I go back to Sinister. I don't know. Like
because
I think Morph is just like they're the ones who don't want to deal with it. They're the comic relief for both the audience, but also they're the ones that aren't taking things as seriously as everyone
in
else.
In moment, yeah.
And they love to joke and like take the form of a pregnant woman and just be weird. And like,
the dead boss.
Yeah, and like
all
tease
them.
Gambit about his girl getting banged out by Magneto. Like, this is what Morph is all about.
Yeah, that's
the only one that deserves to die. The one that is just pulling at every string. He's doing okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kobe Wan Kenobi asking, do you think now that both Madeline and Jean are supposedly dead?
Yes.
Which I kind of take issue with because I don't think Jean's dead.
Here we go.
I don't think Jean's dead.
Right now.
You think Jean's dead?
Yeah.
I don't think she's dead. I don't think she's dead. I think she just
we never saw the
out.
Body.
Yeah,
she got comics. Knocked you got to see the body.
That's why Cyclops is like, we need more time because he wouldn't believe. You know, if Jean were to die, I don't think he'd
finish
take
your question.
Anyway,
then
the question.
I will tear you
the
down.
Question. The question is, do you think their consciousness could come together to revive the Phoenix or to revive as a Phoenix? They're both dead.
Oh.
We talk a lot about the Phoenix. You guys.
I talked about it yesterday. My theory is that like. Jean Grey in the original series was Phoenix twice.
Right.
Was Phoenix and then Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
I think the body switch happened so that Jean Grey was the first Phoenix and then Madeline Pryor was Dark Phoenix.
Okay.
And the Phoenix is gone. And now that both of them are dead, the Phoenix is like, that. You had to kill both of them to reactivate the
Interesting.
Phoenix. And then they will be, the three minds will be one. And then the resolution of that will be separating the bodies again. And you'll have Madeline. I don't think they'll get rid of Madeline. I think you let Madeline.
She's been mentioned every episode.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for Jean.
Right.
Every time someone sees Jean, someone's like, Madeline. She's like, what do you want from me?
I mean, Scott's even like,
even Nightcrawler's like, welcome back, Jean. So Madeline.
I'm actually really glad that they mention her, even though I do feel for Jean every time. It's just like, wow, this is like, you could have easily just been like, well, that was funny that happened.
Moving on.
The fact they spend so much time with the... This character just casts a large shadow over the whole group, which I think is great. Anyways.
And it adds a lot to Cable, too, to be honest.
Yes.
You know,
You're
my dad. You're not my mom, but you and my mom are the same.
And that inner conflict of him
Anyways. Someone was saying, didn't we see the body? And
We didn't see the body.
Yeah, I don't think we saw the body.
I thought we... They confirmed that she was dead,
Scott,
though, right?
Who confirmed?
I thought they said it in the next episode. I don't know.
The next episode's next week?
No. After the attack on Genosha, I thought they said the next episode.
Madeline's dead. I don't think Jean is dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think she got wiped out.
All right.
Or like did a Obi-Wan Kenobi where she's like
succumbing
to the Phoenix. She knew the Phoenix was inside of her, and she
I definitely think the Phoenix is coming in the next episode. I don't know if that's at the cost of Jean's body.
Like, we didn't see it, but Cable goes over, and her clothes are on the ground, and just kicks him to the side, and she's not there. There's no
Phoenix.
Body.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah,
it's just ashes.
I've been screwed.
It's ashes, because she's a Phoenix.
It's ashes, feathers, and bird shit.
Mom!
Yeah, 95% of the chat saying Jean Grey is not dead. 5% saying yes. Questions. Let's see. Revenge of the Mook asking, how is Morph able to use the Juggernaut powers of Juggernaut if Juggernaut is not a mutant and gets his powers from magic? Things interesting just...
So Morph is able to change their...
physical, but they
can change their chemical structure. Like they can make their muscles more dense.
Right.
So they're able to have like strength. So when he's aping Juggernaut, he's just making himself a strong boy.
Big boy.
Yeah.
But they're probably not as strong as Juggernaut.
They're probably stoppable.
Because the Juggernaut has the crystals, Sidorak or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say they're stoppable.
There's a limit to what Morph can charge. So when Morph becomes Hulk, they're not the Hulk. They don't have like unlimited rage, blah, blah, blah.
They're probably
but they're very strong.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm pretty strong. It's like if you're this started happening at Comic-Con, if you're like a sexy dude with a great body, you're just Wolverine.
Yep.
Man. You're shirtless Wolverine walking around.
Just carry claws. Enjoy your life.
You put on a couple pieces of aluminum foil on your hands and you're sexy Wolverine.
At most
a
tank top. The rest, live your life.
Once fitness people figured out a cosplay, they were like,
oh, they're like, I'm about in, this. Baby. I can do this in public?
Baby. Yeah. I'm in, baby.
TikTokers, it's a whole market.
Which is fine.
I mean, do you? Happy
for you. Everyone, do you?
I think we talked about people being good and human sentinels and if they can be safe
what a
and
casual
all.
Sentence.
Slipping them the goo.
Slipping them the goo. A little pre-goo.
Festive-wise asking, why didn't Madeline have an OB or birth plan? Wouldn't they have some sort of hospital room that they could contain Jean/Madeline? Why didn't they have?
I love this question so
I mean,
much.
Eric did bring this up, right?
Why didn't Madeline have
goes into labor and they go to a hospital and the doctor's like, I'm not doing this. And it's like, who was
You know
the
what
doctor?
Hospital you'd have to go to.
And then we assume, again, Beast was probably like the OBGYN, right?
And was he not there? He was home.
He was in jail, but no, that's the original series.
He's in jail.
That's my favorite line of Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine. It was just
that
Wolverine
was so funny.
Yeah. He wasn't there.
That's so okay.
He was off.
Maybe Beast was the original.
Yeah,
I think Beast
was gonna do it.
Because I think it naturally.
Could you just go to the Danger Room? Could the Danger Room do it?
Take out this baby.
The big saw comes out. The lasers. No, because they can make. They made a...
You're like Saw and Laser. You're like, that's how you get a baby out.
Listen, I'm no OBGYN, but all I know is hot towels, boiling water, Saw, Laser.
I mean...
Because they made Magneto, right? And so, like, in theory, the Danger Room is smart enough to make a doctor.
Right.
And the doctor could just go through the steps, like, it just does, like, you know, WebMD and is like...
Any comic writers.
Lay person down.
Anyone watching, comic writers, let us know if the Danger Room
can have a... Listen, us three dudes are going to settle
Let's just like men have for hundreds of years, let's decide how women should have birth. Let's do that.
No, I mean, the whole thing was a little kooky.
Well, I mean, it was a really funny line from Wolverine. I enjoyed the line, but yeah, that's fair. Birth plan should add.
All right, I want to end with two really good questions from Kobe-Wan Kenobi. I think there's a lot of great questions in the chat. Obviously, hard to get to all of them. First question, how do you think Cable will react to what Sinister forced him to do?
I think he'll feel pretty bad. How would you not feel bad?
You know, going at your mom slash auntie. I don't know what a clone is.
What he did or like what he said?
Both pretty cold. But also, I mean, like, it was very clear he was taking over. They all knew, so maybe they'd be able to forgive eventually.
Yeah, but he's going to feel pretty bad
about it. I mean, he should.
Yeah. I think so. And he'll have some kind of reckless...
Here's what Cable's going to say. They're going to be like, Cable, you were under the influence, and you blasted her away, and she's dead. She's dead, Evan. Mm-hmm. Cable's going to be like, shame. Not my mom. Not my mom.
And that's how the season ends.
And that's how the season ends.
Damn shame. I gotta go back to the future. See you punks later.
All right, and then the last question here. Do you think Forge and Beast could still try to use neutralizer technology on Bastion behind Storm's back?
Oh, yeah. Or, they are totally doing that.
Yeah, that's happening right now.
And if Storm realizes that Bastion isn't a mutant, could she be okay with using neutralizer tech on him?
He is effectively a mutant. Yeah. They even kind
of
said
it. I think that is going to be that kind of, like, realization for the end of the series.
Yeah.
End of this season is that it's like, yeah.
Is that how they beat him? And he's like, I'm a mutant?
No!
I have to kill myself.
They demoralize him to death.
Yeah, the second Storm left the room, they were like, we're totally putting it in there.
They just put it back. Yeah. This circle finished.
She doesn't know what they're doing.
Tinker.
This is a different circuit board we're putting in there.
You are so right.
Yeah.
I think they kind of set up the idea of Bastion being a mutant with Xavier trying to recruit him and all that.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see, like, you know, Bastion's just like, all right, I'm leaving, guys.
We were talking about this yesterday, that, like, Bastion's endgame should be to get Cerebro, right?
Right.
So that he could just know all the mutants and just get into their brains. And
And then the comics, that's what it is. In Operation Zero Tolerance, he uses all the Xavier tech.
Good thing they didn't leave the X-Mansion just sitting there. Why? Unprotected.
Otherwise.
Well, he's at the Galapagos. It's going to take a long time to...
They're in space, Evan!
No, Bastion.
I know, that's what I mean. They're not going to get there before him.
Yeah, but he's too busy looking at those turtles.
Like, my turtles and my mom. My turtles and my mom.
Why didn't he move his mom? Well, I guess he needed his mom to be
the bait and switch, which shows how cold he is.
She's like, can I please move down to the Galapagos?
No, mom,
you have to stay.
You're a trap.
You have to stay in Harmony, Pennsylvania. The neighborhood's really gotten bad.
I don't care, mom.
Please, there's mold in the house.
Well, if you put aside all your differences, you'll realize they're not so different than you. They're all robots. And then, actually, one surprise last question. Is Mystique going to show up at this last
episode? Please! Where's Mystique?
I think everybody that we've been seeing in the opening credits that we're like, wow, it's going to be great to get him. Great to see him. They're just not showing up.
They haven't given us any Mystique. And, like, you've got to give us something.
I don't think they will.
She's in poor times.
I thought Trish Shelby was going to be Mystique.
Yeah. We thought Val Cooper was going to be.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah. Well, because the way Trish was talking to Beast, I was like, whoa.
I mean, it would be so lame if it was a late game reveal that Mystique was Val Cooper.
Now,
right? To what end?
Like, what end? And then also, like we've said weeks on weeks that, like, Bastion would know.
But I can't think of anyone.
Bastion would know. Magneto would know.
I don't think Mystique shows up. I think she comes next season. I think they'd be good to have new characters.
What's she doing? What does she have that's better to do right now?
Espionage.
This is a big crime.
She's just like looking at herself in the mirror, just practicing, just like taking different shapes, like as fast as possible, and being like, shoo, shoo,
shoo. Mutant and proud.
Yeah.
She's repeating that. No, I think next season we'll need like some characters to be saved for next season.
Because
I think Gambit stays dead, so maybe next season.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wow, what a great bunch of lingering questions.
Yeah, that was a lot, guys. I'm very proud of you. That was a boo-boo.
Objectively great.
Yeah, I think no matter where the finale goes, It's been a great season one of a show.
Yeah. Oh,
my
God.
It's been great to see how many people have, like, fallen in love with the show, and also just, like, the, again, like, we've talked about before, like, week to week. Like,
I love the 6 days of conversation.
Yeah. Imagine if this all came out at once. Boom. Like,
are you guys still talking about Fallout? I'm not talking about Fallout. It's hard. Look what happens when you binge a show, internet.
You don't know where people are at.
It's not good for art. It's not good for artists.
Yeah.
They're going to do it to the bear.
Are they?
Yeah, they just sent out season 3's dropping all at once.
I think they've been doing it though. You know, the last the bear seasons... went,
did they drop all the bear at once season yeah. 2? Yeah,
did they?
I believe so. I believe so. Maybe I'm wrong.
You might be right, because now that I'm thinking about it, I think I watched it quickly.
So. Yeah. I remember watching.
It's so anxiety inducing when I get through it.
Well,
I feel like I watched it
really not at once.
I think I watched it like one a day.
I think you have a show that has built-in mystery just
and cliffhangers.
Week to week and cliffhangers.
Like if you have a cliffhanger and you can just go next, that's not much of a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like if we knew how the show ended, we wouldn't be talking about it like this.
Well, and I think when you do this, this argument's been beat to death. But when you do this with like these kind of shows, you're focusing so much on A plot because that's what you're watching for the next step. You don't have time to like really think about like, oh, B said this or like so that. What was the motivation for this character? Like you go back, you revisit, you think about it. It's like, you know, when like Mad Men was on the air, like Breaking Bad, and you're having these like long conversations about it. That's what I miss.
How Jesse got out of the RV was so exciting that week.
Yeah. Every time Stranger Things does its binge drop, and you're like, you talk to someone, you're like, where are you at?
Yeah.
I don't know what I can say.
And in 2 weeks, like,
no one's talking about it again. Yeah.
So I like this model. I hope they learn from it. And I think, like, if this sticks the landing, it's up there with Loki for me.
Yeah, for sure. All right, that's it for us today. Make sure to subscribe to the Break Room channel on YouTube and give us some follow on Twitch where we do videos like this live. Koi, where can the people find you?
You can have me down on YouTube at Koi Jandro. I just passed 25K today. That was my goal for May, and I hit it early. Thank you. 25K feels great. So I do weekly comic book videos. I read 50 to 60 comics a week, so you don't have to. I basically do like my top 9, and I describe them all, so you can say like, oh, that sounds good or not that, and save some money. So follow me over there on YouTube. Trying to get you guys to read some comics themselves, and I also preview that week's books. And I do movie reviews as well as breaking news, and I did a whole breakdown of the Superman suit that I'm really proud of. So check it out.
It works. Too. Listen to Core. I'm going to start reading the new Dick Tracy
run. And it's available as
of now. He confirmed to me that it was great.
But I do have a channel.
Very excited for it.
And you can follow the Break Room at Break Room NR on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads. We love to be on Threads and threading. Hey, we'll see you later.
We love to be.
Thanks for listening. You can check out our Break Room live streams at Break Room NR on Twitch at 3 p.m. Pacific. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. You can find us at Break Room NR on Instagram and X. Thanks for listening. Later, Gators.